Welcome to the Deuce Podcast. I'm Brad.
And I am Jeremy.
And we are doing our Christmas toys kind of movie, you would say. Not really Christmas toys movies.
No, but no,
toys.
It's just toys.
Movie
toy
sequels
lines,
that have
right.
toys in them.
Yeah.
To get you prepared to buy
yes.
stuff. This
the
holidays.
Buy Me the This series.
Buy this, whatever you want to say. This is episode 81. We are going to focus on G.I. Joe Retaliation, Jeremy, which is a sequel to, what was it, G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra?
The Rise of Cobra, yeah.
So this is kind of a sequel, but it's also perhaps a soft reboot?
Yes,
say?
Yeah, it really is.
It really
we'll,
kind
we'll,
of is.
We'll get into that, how they do that here
we
very
will.
Shortly, but...
Budget of this movie was $155 million. It grossed $375.7 million.
Yep.
It is the highest grossing G.I. Joe movie, of course, and it is the sixth highest Hasbro movie, which is like saying my favorite fast food restaurant is Arby's.
Wait, so what are the other ones?
No clue. Probably some My Little Ponies stuff, because bronies really like that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's my guess. So you got like a lot of My Little Pony stuff. Maybe Transformers. That's Hasbro.
Yeah, probably.
So maybe that. Or maybe the movie Etch-A-Sketch the movie. Isn't that a Hasbro thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is. Hula Hoop the movie.
Well, I know they've talked about doing a G.I. Joe and Transformers crossover movie.
Oh, that would be like that would be like eating a Big Mac and a Whopper at the
same
time.
Well, they cross over in the comics, and they've done it in the cartoon as well.
Okay.
And so I think that's why they're...
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's why they looked at doing that. But they actually have looked at, like, Hasbro talked to some people and said they wanted to make a... like shared universe with things because it's because
that's a thing to do with Marvel and everything.
Right. And places have tried to do that. Universal tried starting it, and it seems like I don't know if that's going to keep going or not. But they said that like they had, I think it was, they wanted to start one that had like Mask. Which,
You mean that with a cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with the vehicles that changed.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of like, now hold on, maybe I can get behind this. Like, that's, to me, that is sensational. Yeah. Like
it's a little bit more like underknown.
Yeah.
You know, it's got like Guardians of the Galaxy. Not a lot of people know it, so maybe.
And they talked about putting, I think it was like Micronauts. And something else. So like,
what are Micronauts?
I
know micro machines, but not
it's
Micronauts.
The villain is the guy who talks real fast. Yeah,
but I don't know what that is. I don't know what Micronauts is.
It was like,
is that? But that's another Hasbro thing. I take it.
I
are they just mini.
Maybe it
like,
wasn't Micronauts. I don't know what it was.
Well, whatever. Let's keep going on that one. So this movie was directed by John M. Chu.
Yeah.
Right? Who is a repeat offender for us. He did direct Step Up 2 in the Streets or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Also, earlier this year, he released and directed the movie Crazy Rich Asians. So that's a box office.
Oh, yeah.
Smash for him, too, as well. So possibly he could be nominated for some Academy Awards. Who knows?
Just maybe. Saying. Wow, that's bleak.
What?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
I don't know.
We have not seen Crazy Rich Asians, so we can't judge about
that's
that.
That's true.
But I heard it's wonderful.
It's like saying...
What?
It's like saying Academy Award winner Marissa Tomei. Yeah.
Well, he's also in talks to do the live... Or not the live. The... stage version, the film version of the stage musical In the Heights.
Oh, nice.
So
that's
set for 2020, I do believe. So
Well, that's good.
There you go. So it's but, not like he's...
But, like, his step up to the
some,
streets...
There's some things about this director that I really actually do like.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's weird about this director, he's, even in this movie.
He's good at, like, staging.
Staging. He's wonderful at staging.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, with his choreography-type background, yeah. He does a good job with that.
And we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through this movie, but do you have anything else to say about this movie? Or are you looking up the micro?
I figured it out. The shared Hasbro universe
the
would
shared
be
Hasbro universe. Is breaking G.I. news here on the deuce.
G.I. Joe, Mask, Micronauts, Rom, and the Visionaries.
I don't know how I feel about Eric Stoltz being in the Hasbro universe.
Wrong Mask.
Okay.
Just get squashed by like a transformer right off the
bat. Stop. I'm so glad we could share that with you. All right. That's not another joke in there, but sure. We are part of the No Phony Podcast Network.
We are. Network
full of lovely weirdos and crazy, wonderful podcasts. I love everyone on that network.
Yeah.
The featured podcast is my other podcast, which is ABC D-Bags. A lot of people are wondering, how do I do this one? While I'm traveling through time and space. And if you have to ask that question, you're not in on the joke. All right.
Well, it makes sense because you're doing it after you get back from those adventures.
Right. Those adventures
you can be in two places at once when you're in time. A doy.
Maybe I leap into this. Who knows?
What?
This is not really me.
This is a new episode of ABC D-Bags.
This is now turned into another ABC D-Bags episode.
Oh,
we
God.
Should do this as an ABC D-Bags episode. Okay.
All right.
Let's drop the deuce on this.
Let's do it. All right. So we open the film by I don't know where the hell we are.
I don't know
some
where
sort
we're,
of. We're, it's oh, it's North Korea. We're
I think
North
it's
Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah, that's what it says. It tells us it's North Korea.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're there.
I thought it give. Did it give us a date? I don't remember. Anyway, one of the reviews I read, like they were trying to figure out when this movie took place, and they thought it took place in 2024, which makes no sense.
No, I think that's wrong.
It has to be wrong because the president. Is still around from 2009, so makes no sense. Anyway, we open up. They're at some sort of like prison camp or whatever in North Korea.
Is that where they were? I don't know why they were there.
They were rescuing somebody.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was really confused because it was kind of flipping through pretty fast. Basically, Duke, again, played by Channing Tatum from the first movie.
Channing Tatum is... I've seen a little bit of the first movie.
Yeah.
I saw the ending of it on FX, which is probably how you should watch these movies.
Yeah, I think that's... yes. I think that's pretty safe.
Yes, with Rolodes commercials. With Rolades commercials or whatever. What commercials do they play on FX? I don't know.
Rolos commercials.
Sure. Rolos
commercials. Right.
Sure, Rolos commercials. They haven't had a damn commercial since 1970, but yes, they play Rolos commercials.
Well, okay, so Ripcord is nowhere to be seen. Ripcord was in the original one, played by...
It's okay. Drawing a blank.
Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans?
Yeah, Marlon Wayans was in the first one.
I don't remember this.
He played Ripcord.
That's crazy.
There was...
Were they betting on, like, the bankableness of Marlon Wayans?
I think so. Well, the Dungeons & Dragons series did the same thing, so... and see how well that turned out. But there's none of that. Scarlet's nowhere to be seen. Breaker, Heavy Duty, any of those guys. We don't
those
see
like
those.
Those are classic characters.
Yeah. And they... Who played integral roles in the first one? Like, they were throughout the whole thing. Especially Ripcord. Like, that was Duke's best buddy, you know?
Yeah. Evidently, that's not the case in this movie.
Well, no, apparently
Roadblock
not.
Is his best friend in this movie.
It's true.
How quickly time forgets, Marlon Wayans.
As do we all. So Duke is organizing this operation. There's Mouse.
I'm just really confused that Hasbro like put all their eggs in the Marlon Wayans basket and said, go with it.
How is that confusing? Lots of things have put all their eggs in the Marlon Wayans basket.
Yes.
Nobody ever learns.
G.I. Joe, go. Go, Joe.
For my money, a Damon Wayans Jr. basket is much better.
That's a better basket, in my opinion, too.
Yeah. Abandon the old generation of Wayans. The new ones are here.
Please do it. Stop.
So, well, this was 2009, so it's almost 10 years ago. Or no, it was over...
Eh? I've seen, Lethal Weapon, the TV show. That's decent, but whatever.
Anyway, in North Korea, they have this operation going. They have a sniper named Mouse, who's played by... the same guy played...
The kid from Jurassic
Tim
Park.
Tim from Jurassic Park. Right. The little boy from Jurassic Park, which is crazy. It just looks like a big version of him.
He really does. He sounds the same.
I thought that little boy grew up to be Chris Gethard. But,
no, not even.
So he's going to provide some cover, like a distraction, so that they can get in and get this guy, get back out. So they all kind of, I think they, they show up there. And so Roadblock and Duke are like, okay, we're going to go over there. Flint, you stay here. So they head on out. And Flint, of course, does not stay put. He goes and wanders off. So they go through, they do all their stuff.
Who's the guy playing Flint?
Who plays Flint?
Yeah, he's very generic-y.
He was. I thought that was very... I had some trouble with that.
Which is very uncharacteristic of Flint. Like, usually I remember Flint a lot more.
DJ Catrona.
DJ Catrona is the guy's name?
Yeah. That's the actor.
Sounds like a tent show at Coachella that you go and you have a rave with DJ.
He lost out to Benjamin McKenzie for his role on The O.C.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But he has been in...
So he lost out to another generic.
Yeah, he's been in... But he'll be in the Shazam movie.
Really?
Yeah. He's in 8 episodes of Skin and 13 episodes of Windfall. 16 of Detroit 187. 30 episodes of From Dusk Till Dawn, the series, etc.
And this has been IMDb, the podcast. Go ahead.
I was like, are we going?
No.
So they go, they break this guy out. Of course, Mouse shoots this teacup somebody's got in their hand, which starts everybody panicking and distracts them elsewhere.
Now, is Mouse a character that you remember in G.I. Joe?
Okay, so the weird thing is, I swear... was Mouse a character in, or maybe his name was Pad? I can't remember. Mouse Pad was his name in
Mouse Pad
was a character
the
in
G.I.
the
Joe character
in
Mouse
the first
Pad.
Matrix movie. There was a guy named Pad or Mouse.
He was probably gender neutral. He was a probably gender neutral character called Mouse Pad in those movies. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
What do you mean you don't know what you're saying? Hold on. So they're
I don't
breaking
think
him out.
Let's just put it this way. I think this is a character that's just made up for the movie. Can we just say that? And get away with it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but you can if you want.
Well, so they... yeah, he is just from live action.
Yeah.
So they bust out. And of course they're like, where's Flint? Where's Flint? We got to get him back. And they're like, oh, man, you're not going to believe this. And Flint has put the G.I. Joe flag up on the flagpole.
Yes.
so that they know who came and did the covert operation. Go, Joe.
It seems kind of like really grandstandy. And just, you know what I mean?
Well, you would never do that anyway. Like, if America goes on a covert operation, we're not like, put an American flag out so everybody knows who we are.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not going to put their G.I. Joe flag out there?
No, they shouldn't if they were.
the secret mission.
Shh, it's a secret. Put our flag up.
Put up the Cobra flag.
And they like. There's this weird thing where Roadblock, who's played by Dwayne Johnson, he has these gloves that like charge up, and the palms of them heat up hot enough that when he gets them close to the fence, he's able to melt through the metal to cut a big hole through it, which seems weird because first off, I guess wouldn't your hands be hot? But secondly, like, there's molten metal dripping. Like, I don't understand how that didn't
He's
get on him.
He's the Rock. Let him do it.
Yeah. Every movie, because when he first started acting, every role that the Rock was in, he would do. He would always do like the Rock bottom to people, like it was this wrestling move. And so, I always like still to this day watch when he does movies and he does like. Some big, huge move. I'm like, oh, God, is he just still rock-bottoming people after all these years?
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people who've been rock-bottoming for years.
So anyway.
That joke goes so many levels.
So they have a successful operation. They get out of there. And we go and we see the president, played by Jonathan Pryce.
Wait, isn't there like a little like where it goes through the
Oh,
credits?
Yeah. It gives us like a super expository dialogue thing.
And it sounds like a cartoon, kind of in a way.
Kind of, yeah.
And it says, these people are G.I. Joes. They are Roadblock.
Yeah. And Duke. It runs through the team of...
It goes through the team of, like, people.
It goes through Duke's team, which is the people we've seen.
Right.
Plus Snake Eyes, who at this point is nowhere to be seen. Although they've, like, mentioned him 22... Like, they mentioned him every 30 seconds. Like, they mentioned Snake Eyes a lot when he's not around.
Well, to be fair, they were playing crabs.
A lot. That's true.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes is Snake a ninja. Ooh.
So then, but then it goes through that, and then it turns black. Like, the screen turns black for, like, way too long, right? Like, maybe a minute way too long. And we hear Duke and Roblox, and they're, you know, no, go this way, go this way. And we hear, like, combat, but then they're playing a video game.
Yeah, they're playing, like, Call of Duty
Roblox
or something.
At house with, like, his kids, who I imagine are just also the kids that play the kids, like, Terry Crews' kids on, like,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine
for some reason.
It might be. They're twins, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they... No, that wouldn't be possible.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be possible.
Yeah. So they're playing this. And of course, it's just like one of these scenes where they're talking over each other and Duke is bad at combat and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, he's like, how can you be so good in the field but bad with a video game? You know, just kind of them laughing and having a good old time. But then the Roadblock's daughters come out and they jump on Duke. Like, you could tell they're close.
Yeah.
They're just like, I think they kind of talk about how they're best friends.
Yeah, even though I thought, like, his best friend was...
Was Ripcord?
Was Ripcord.
Yeah. No, we don't even talk about Ripcord anymore.
No. Ripcord, but, you're dead to us, Ripcord.
Well, but in the... Okay, so in the...
Does Ripcord die, the first one?
No, he lives. But in the expository dialogue, it doesn't talk about anybody in particular outside of Duke and a few others, but it says after the end of the Nanite Wars...
Yeah.
Which... okay. Okay. There's a whole nanite war.
So, yeah. We could have. That couldn't have been in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that comes between those.
Who knows?
But, I mean, the first one dealt with nanites, so maybe this just continued. But they said at the end of that, that Cobra Commander and Destro were captured.
Yeah.
And put in a secure facility where it was locked down.
Cobra Commander!
Yeah.
Yeah! We're gonna blow up the ocean!
The, so, and, like, they were talking about how, like, Storm Shadow is dead and all this kind of stuff. Because he got killed in the first movie. And we know at the end of the first movie, too, that Zartan, who is the master of disguise, now has nanites in him. He can just kind of change at will.
Yeah.
But he is still impersonating the president.
Okay.
So we come back to the president who...
Jonathan Pryce, by the way, the wonderful actor, Jonathan Pryce, right?
Yeah. And who basically gets to play two characters. He basically gets to play himself... being president, and he gets to play Zartan being the president. We don't see him a whole lot in this one, but Zartan's played by Arnold Vosloo, who played the mummy.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, that's who he was supposed to be.
From what? The mummy from what?
The mummy.
Oh, I thought it was like, don't tell mom your babysitter's dead.
The mummy.
Oh, the mummy. Okay. throw mummy from the train.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Owen, you poop. Owen, it's me, Cobra Commander. Don't throw me from the train. You will pay.
Bingo, bitches.
So the president is like, hey, we need you guys to go get these nuclear warheads out of Pakistan. So you're going to have to go in there and invade and get these whatever in this covert operation. And they're like, cool.
Bring your flag so everyone knows.
Yes. Fly that flag high.
Freak flag high.
So they go and they basically take these nuclear.
Can I say, like, they say, he goes, the president says, get the Joes. And I laughed for like at least 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like.
They're like, we have to do something. He goes,
get the Joes.
Get me the Joes. Like, it's so funny. And so he said with like this accomplished actor said with much seriousness.
Right.
And get me the Joes.
Oh, my God.
So
the script, by the way, is not that well done. It's the same guys that wrote. The script with what's his face, Deadpool. They wrote the Deadpool movies.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe it works with Deadpool because it's ridiculous.
Exactly. But it doesn't work here.
Okay, so like, there's a line that's coming up here where so it's after they've liberated these nuclear warheads in Pakistan. They are like they've made base camp. They're just waiting to get out for the next day. And I think it's Lady J, who played by Adrian Palicki.
Yes, from Agents
Mockingbird.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Orville, the Orville?
Yes. She says, she tells him, get ready for extraction. And I can't remember who it was, because my brain kind of melted down.
Oh, no, it's fine.
But he goes... Extraction? What are we, teeth?
Yeah, that's a line from this movie.
Yeah.
And
it hurts.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
It really does. It hurt me.
So
it hurt my teeth, to tell you.
We should extract
which
them.
Is a better joke than that. their joke.
So you see... while they're kind of getting things ready, they're getting ready to get out in the morning, Roadblock is looking, and he sees this little, like, firefly. And he's like, well, that's really weird. This little lightning bug, what's that doing there? And something's weird about it. Well, it flies away, and then you see all these helicopters incoming.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the extraction team must be here early. Well, they start just unleashing missiles on them and just destroying them.
Right.
And, like, the president, or the fake Zartan, has gone and seen the president and said, the Joes are going to be out of the picture soon. So, you know, they're not going to be here to save you. So we know he's up to something. So they start destroying them. And they get down to...
And they kill Mouse Pad, right?
Yeah, they kill Mouse Pad. Mouse Pad.
That's a better Joe name than Mouse.
they kill Mouse. And presumably any of the other Joes who we don't see.
And including Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Flint is pinned down. There's been something blew up behind him, and so he's kind of like dazed. Duke goes out and tries to save him, gets him to safety, and then like a rocket hits and blows him up. Yeah. So
boom.
Yeah. So he is gone.
Thanks for the cameo.
Yep. It was about, it was like Step Up to the Streets all over again.
Kind of.
He was in it for 3 seconds. But yeah, so he gets blown up, so he's gone. Everybody else is destroyed. About the only person left, there's three of them, Flint, Lady J, and Roadblock, and they survive by jumping down a well and then hiding underneath it. Hiding under the water for a little bit. But they manage to shimmy themselves out. So they climb all back to back and get themselves out of the well. And then they decide, hey, we got to get running. Like, this, it's not safe. And so Roadblock tells them, there's only one person that I can trust, or we can trust.
We can trust.
And that is Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes.
Yeah. And so who we still haven't seen.
Just one person we can trust.
Yeah. And so they're trying to get out. And I think at this point, we see, like, Snake Eyes training Jinx in Japan.
Not quite.
No, that didn't happen.
No, we go through the... Because we go through the Walton Goggins.
Oh, right.
That whole mess. Ish.
So, we see... And, like, the president goes out and does this big press conference and says there was... an attempt on his life by, like, a random G.I. Joe.
Right.
Snake Eyes. And that the whole organization was bad, so he had them all eliminated. And then they were going to put Snake Eyes away.
Yeah, but then they're like, doesn't the president say, we're going to bring in a Cobra?
Yeah, our new elite fighting force, Cobra.
Which I thought was very weird. It's like... having Hydra be, you know what I mean?
Well, and I get why, like, he's saying that, but do people not know?
Do people not know that they're bad?
Yeah. Just, I thought they did, but
I
maybe
not. I just thought that they did.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
Yeah. I thought they did as well, especially after the last time they were talking about it.
You figured.
Yeah. Anyway, so Cobra is supposed to be, like, our new elite fighting force. In the U.S.
Yeah, and they won't put up their own flags at all. They won't grandstand that one at all.
Cobra being led by Betsy DeVos's brother, Eric Prince. So we cut back to, I think that has to be around when Storm Shadow is, oh no, Walter Goggins at the, he's at the prison.
Yeah.
So the president has given up the location at this point. They're at this prison, and we see like this very detailed, like, you know, step-by-step process of them getting inside with Snake Eyes. They go to take Snake Eyes' mask off. Walter Goggins does. He takes it off there, and it's Storm Shadow. Yes. Played by Byung-Hun Lee.
I'm being followed by Storm Shadow.
So he's not dead.
Storm Shadow.
He's
Storm
okay.
Shadow.
So they show that, like, Destro and Cobra Commander are in these two tubes. They're going to put him in one. So when they, whatever it is they use on them, basically it puts them like in this like sleep-like state. So they're conscious. They can see and hear everything that's going on, but they can't move.
So
or
it's like
react
watching
or
this movie. So like,
yes, that's exactly what it's like.
You're kind of like, I'm conscious, I guess. Because there's a lot of times I was watching this movie, and I wasn't really paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And I, you were like rolling your eyes at a couple of lines. I'm like, what did they say? Because I don't really care.
Yeah. So we so he puts him in there. And then we cut to outside. There's this motorcycle that's coming up. And the guy opens up this, like, canister. And all of these lightning bugs fly off of it. And go and kind of scope out the area. And they manage to... Oh, Storm Shadow manages to slow his heart to the point that it looks like he's having cardiac arrest. Doctors are trying to get him out of the tube, and of course it's just what he needs to start kicking everybody's butt. So he gets out, and he turns his sword like into this double blade, and starts just tearing through people in the facility. Outside, all those fireflies start exploding. And it turns out it's because they are from the character Firefly.
Right.
Who
take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Okay. But he was, so Firefly's played by Ray Stevenson.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Nathan Fillion.
No, okay. He doesn't play Firefly.
I know he doesn't play Firefly, he but he's Mal. Firefly.
So.
Serenity plays Firefly.
Yes, that's correct. Well, Serenity is a Firefly class ship.
Okay.
So, Ray Stevenson plays his character Firefly, and his costume looks a little bit different from everybody
Ray Stevenson
else's.
From I Dream Genie.
What?
Go ahead.
No. But he was in Punisher Warzone.
Punisher Warzone.
He was in Thor. He was the original Volstagg. He's been in a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, he was in the movie Rome. He was in a lot of things. But he, his costume is kind of cool. It's like a leather jacket, and it has almost this like, this pattern on it.
I think he's McClane Stevenson. That's not I Dream of Jeannie.
What is it?
I don't know. Because that was Larry Hagman.
Oh, but then he also has, like, that burn pattern on his face and everything. And he has, like, this mask that he wears normally, Firefly does. Now, the story behind this I thought was kind of interesting was Ray Stevenson started reading the G.I. Joe comics trying to get familiar with...
That's the guy from MASH, Colonel Blake.
Okay, I gotcha. He tries to get familiar with the character of Firefly for the movie. So... He's reading them, he's learning about them, and he starts just, like, falling in love with this character. He thinks he's so cool, and so they gave him his costume, what it was going to look like, and he went, no. So Ray Stevenson paid for his own costume design and to be built and constructed so that it was more, like, in line with the comics or, like, looked cooler, like what he thought it should be. So it actually was a pretty cool-looking outfit.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I thought it was cool, it felt more gritty. It wasn't, like, slick and polished like the rest of the uniforms for Cobra.
Agreed.
So it actually looked like he put some thought into it.
Yeah. So,
which I like.
Yeah.
I think that he went all meta on this one.
Yeah. So they manage to break out Cobra Commander, and then the Cobra Commander looks at Deathstroke, and this time he has a mask that looks more like the Cobra Commander hard plate mask.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love that.
Yeah.
And he looks at Deathstroke, who obviously is still awake, and he goes,
Sorry, Destro, you're out of the band.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like. He doesn't sound like, I'm Cobra Commander.
In a way, I get, like, you're not gonna...
I kind of get it, too, but I kind of wish it was that.
Or just have it be a little bit more, like, menacing or more, like, techno-y sounding or something.
Yes.
To go without all the hissing. Although all the technology in Cobra hisses when it opens or whatever, it's like,
yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So Cobra Commander, the Walter Goggins almost kills him in Firefly and Storm Shadow. Storm Shadow's back gets burned really bad, and so they're like, take him to the mountains to heal him, which was a line you laughed at.
Well, I was like, what? Like the Lazarus Pits? What is that? Like, is that in the? Is that in the cartoon where they take him to the mountain to heal them?
Well, they have this whole thing about Ashikage.
You don't really
the Ashikage clan or Arashikage clan. Sorry,
but that's not in the cartoon, is it?
Like
taking him to the mountain, because no one really dies in G.I. Joe.
Well, they get injured.
Right.
There's some freaky ass episodes of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one with, like, there's one where they go to this village and, like, it's like all the G.I. Joes have retired, and then they start, like, melting because they're, like, plastic thing. Oh, it's so weird. They're, like,
what
replicants.
What are you talking about?
In the G.I. Joe cartoon.
They keep melting?
Yeah. Like,
are you talking
start
about like
breaking
you melted
down.
Your own G.I. Joes?
What?
You melted your own G.I. Joes?
No, the cartoon.
The cartoon did that?
Yes.
That's freaky.
That's why I said episodes. I don't call playing with toys
really,
episodes.
I don't know G.I. Joe that well.
I don't remember it very well. I used to watch it, but I don't remember it.
I don't remember it very well either.
Yeah. It didn't leave that great of an impression.
It's
kind of
like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where there's people that love G.I. Joe that were like, and this character,
oh, yeah.
this character.
Oh, no.
They go after it, man. Like, it is God.
A lot of my friends
yeah.
know those characters really well, and I can't keep track of them. I'm like, I don't know, Luck Charm. Which one are you? Yeah. I'm like, I can't keep them. Snowblind, I think that's a guy.
No, I thought it was like Snow Job. Wasn't there
it
one
is
called
Snow
Job?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's where he's in a parka.
Think, like, the writers of like
he's in a parka and he has this like
G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe,
arm flexing action.
Do you think maybe at the end of this episode we should do G.I. Joe or Sex Act? Like G.I. Joe name or Sex Act. G.I. Joe. You tell me if that's a G.I. Joe or a sex act. Snow job.
A shipwreck.
Roadblock. I don't think that's called cock block.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter.
The Refrigerator Perry.
Lady J.
The Law and Order.
Death. Oh, no, I was going to say, what? Dextro? Yeah. Yeah.
The Baroness. That is a very It's a very intricate and fancy.
It's a very, very.
Tonight I intend to try pulling off a
I just don't know,
Baroness.
Like, you know, you're flipping through the joystick. You're like, wow, do you want to try the Storm Shadow move?
Ooh, I'm going to do a reverse Serpentor.
All right.
Anyway.
Back to what we were talking about, which I guess is.
Who would even remember this movie anymore?
Yeah, I don't remember this movie. We watched it like 2 seconds ago.
Now I'm just thinking of a mind bender. So.
Was there a bazooka guy? Wasn't there a bazooka?
Yeah.
There was bazooka, right? What was his
I
name?
I think bazooka.
Was it just bazooka? Bazooka?
It was okay. Bazooka.
Yeah.
Bazooka Joe?
No, that's a gum.
He's a G.I. Joe. He's Bazooka Joe. Anyway, the fuck were we talking about?
The movie!
Yeah, all right.
G.I. Joe Retaliation!
So
take him to the mountain. Take him to the mountain.
Which is a sex act.
take Storm Shadow to the mountain. I don't even have time to explain how that works.
And give him a snow job.
Give him a snow job. Snake eyes.
Give him snake eyes.
Well, they're taking him back there. He's with this, like, bad clan of ninjas. After Storm Shadow killed the Hard Master.
Now you can't stop thinking about it every time you name these characters.
I can't. They think he was raised then by the Soft Master. It's not a joke. That is not a joke. That's not a joke. Characters are the Hard Master and the Soft Master.
That is amazing.
Anyway, we see Snake Eyes training Jinx, who is his apprentice. Jinx, who is Storm Shadow's cousin. So they're going to capture Storm Shadow.
Yeah, Jinx is Storm Shadow's cousin. Sorry.
So he can answer for the murder of his uncle, the Hard Master. They, of course, are being sent on this... They're being sent on this mission by the leader of the Arashikage clan.
Say it.
The Blind Master, played by RZA. Play a card right, it'll be by the Jizza.
This is turning into an episode of ABC. Keep going.
Anyway, so you see them. No, damn it. Storm Shadow gets his back all healed up by some old woman, which is Rivers.
Okay.
Which is a variation on the Soft Master.
We got to get going on this.
Anyway, so we cut back to Roadblock, Flint, and Lady J.
Sounds like a threesome.
They'll take two Roadblocks, a Flint, and a Lady J. Roadblock's $20, a Flint is 30, and a Lady J, that's going to cost you.
My thing is, it took 80 episodes for me to just crack. I'm surprised it took that long. Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so there's this really awkward scene where, like, Roadblock goes into this neighborhood. So they've managed to get back into the States. They are walking in this neighborhood, and some guy comes up and is just, like, kind of, like, threatening to Roadblock, telling him to leave. Roadblock is giving him shit back. And then you realize they're old friends. So he tells him, hey, go to the... There's like a rundown rec center you guys can operate out of.
But then they're like, can we trust him? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, you just got done saying the only person you could trust is Snake Eyes.
Are they like, are we sure about this? And he goes, we can trust him. And I was like... Can we? Because you just said Snake Eyes was the only person trust.
The only person we can trust now is Snake Eyes. Oh, and my buddy from back in the day.
So they go and they start planning. They don't have very many weapons or anything, but they said, look, we're going to need help. We're going to go have to see somebody. He's one of the only people we can trust. Just add him to the list of trusting people. trustworthy people. It is General Joseph Colton, a.k.a.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
The original G.I. Joe.
Yeah, he's based off the original G.I. Joe.
Okay.
So he...
played by Bruce Willis.
Played by Bruce Willis.
Played deadpanly by Bruce Willis.
You phoned in by Bruce Willis.
Actually, I kind of enjoyed that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what, though? Like, I think he played this pretty much the same thing, but he did it better in Red.
Red. Like, that's what it reminded me of, yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, in comparison to that, it felt phoned in.
Nah, it's fine.
So they go and meet General Colton, who he basically is like, well, you know, who are you? And you see him like slowly lower from the ceiling because he's that kind of a, he's so super stealthy that three other, highly G.I. trained Jones. Soldiers could not stop him.
Yes.
Couldn't find him.
No, don't get me wrong. He's unbreakable. But look, he is kind of getting a little bit old in his time. And that was really Bruce Willis coming down from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the ceiling.
He wasn't moving in slow motion. That was just how fast
he
goes.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
So he gives them weapons and helps them infiltrate a fundraising event that the president's attending. So they're going to get in there because they kidnap a like press guy or like some sort of cabinet member.
Cabinet member.
Yeah, who's... because they're like, well, we're gonna kidnap you. Do you notice anything odd about the president? And he's like, yeah. Now that you mention it, I do. You know, like,
because at that point they're convinced that the president isn't the real president because he says soda, not pop, and puts his thumbs differently.
Well, it's kind of interesting what they say about it because they say there's certain words that you have that you say like when your brain catches up. For example. Me, I say right. and like a lot.
Right, and when my brain catches up, it's usually at the end of this movie.
They notice the president's like words that he chooses have changed. A lot of his dialects change, so it goes from supper to dinner. It goes from soda to pop. And all of a sudden now he's like left-handed as opposed to right-handed. Right. And they're like, something's not right. So they get inside the event. Lady J infiltrates while they are outside trying to get everything together. Lady J gets in, gets close enough to steal a sample of the president's DNA right before Zartan's men discover that she's a G.I. Joe. So she escapes. They said, hey, the president, Zartan is the president, is leaving. So we're only going to get one chance at this. And Roadblock is, like, aiming, getting ready to shoot him. And all the fireflies start showing up. He manages to escape before he gets blown up and gets into this, like, knockdown, drag-out battle with Firefly. Pretty cool. It was actually a pretty cool fight.
Yeah.
So they're fighting. Firefly has him on the ropes, but Flint and Lady J managed to hit him with the SUV that they borrowed from Roadblock's friend. But he still escapes on his motorcycle. So he gets out of there. They're like, okay, we need to do something. So Snake Eyes and Jinx, as they're heading out to go get Storm Shadow, they get like the distress call saying, hey, we need G.I. Joes to circle up. We have an issue. Anybody who's left. Snake Eyes and Jinx, they go get Storm Shadow. And there's this elaborate battle.
Yeah.
It took them actually 2 months to film because they did a lot of like work on the side of this mountain.
Yeah.
On this like cliffside fighting with a lot of like rope work and stuff like that. So they managed to fight Storm Shadow after he's healed. And Jinx fights like the old lady who is healing him. But they knock Storm Shadow out. They put him in like a... like a mummy sleeping bag and throw him on like on a zip line and kind of run away with him while they swing across the mountains.
Right.
Some other ninjas track them.
Foot soldiers.
Yeah. So they
this
track
is kind
them.
Of fun.
Yeah, it's very elaborate.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. And it's very elaborate. They went through a lot of painstaking, action with it. There's a lot of, they get into a scene where they're just basically swinging back and forth, trying to knock each other off or trying to, you know, cut each other's ropes or whatever. Jinx swings back to Storm Shadow in the bag. Snake Eyes causes an avalanche, which knocks down all the other ninjas, but he still manages to swing back to safety.
Yeah.
So they take him and they head back to Japan.
A lot of it was like, there was shots that I was like, how did he do that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, was it green screen? Because part of it looked like it was, but then you could tell part of it wasn't.
Yeah, I think they did a combination of it.
But it was a good combination. Like, it kept me guessing.
Yeah.
Obviously, the avalanche was, but besides that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So they come back, with Storm Shadow, they go back to Japan, and they were like, you're going to answer for the murder of Hard Master.
Yeah.
And so, I know that the RZA is into this and everything, but, like, RZA as Blind Master is just awkward to me.
Kind of.
Because he really was not that good of an actor either, and so it was very, very strange.
Yeah.
But they have... they said, you know, this is a sword used to kill Hard Master, your sword. And, you know, here we go. Let's defend yourself. And so he's like, that's not mine. And grabs the sword to fight Snake Eyes. The sword breaks and he goes, see, this is not Arashikage steel. It would not have broken like this. He's like, this is a forgery. And they're like, really?
Really?
So, well, it wasn't Snake Eyes who would have done this. Like, nobody else had the motive. Who had the motive to do this? And then he realized that the other master, the guy who found him and took him in and turned him into this, like, weapon of destruction, they were like, you know, he was already an angry boy. And this guy just capitalized on that and turned him into a weapon. And he goes, well, you know, who would have the motive for that? And he goes, well, he starts talking about how it has to be somebody who is like a master of disguise. And he realizes it's probably Zartan. So Zartan has basically done this to him for years. And so he does not want to join up with Snake Eyes and Jinx, but he wants to help them to defeat Zartan and to avenge his uncle's death. So now he's teamed up with them. Storm Shadow, by the way, he was also in Red 2 with Bruce Willis. Anyway, so they go back, and they're all going to team up to take Cobra down. So now President Zartan invites all these world leaders to the summit at Fort Sumter, where he wants to, he's like talking about disabling nuclear programs. And so he tries to get all these other countries to do it, and they say no. So he launches all of America's nukes, and everybody else goes, what are you doing? That's crazy. So every other country starts doing it.
Right.
Then he detonates his in the air and says, never mind. Like, I'll destroy mine.
You're crazy.
You destroy yours. And so they're like, okay. So they all disarm theirs. So he goes, see, now we're all disarmed. And they're like, you're nuts. And he's like, well, I got it done. And he's like, oh, yeah, one other thing. Now I want control of everything because I'm the only one left with any weapons. And so he has orbital platforms. It's called Project Zeus. It's a kinetic bombardment weapon that he can basically drop these tungsten rods on these giant tungsten rods on any country, and start destroying their major cities.
Yeah.
Now, this technology has already been theorized. Like, America has plans for this and everything.
That's
scary. It's like Project Thor or something like that. But, like, the Air Force had something.
You figured they call it Thanos and not Thor.
Well, because Thor was more than just a Marvel thing. Thor was...
I know.
But, anyway, but this Project Zeus, basically what happens is they drop a tungsten rod and kind of using magnetics gets it going towards Earth. And it goes into the atmosphere. It picks up heat. It picks up speed, everything like that. And using gravity takes care of the rest of it. It just goes, and the theory was that you could launch them, a bunch of these, and they would penetrate any kind of like underground bunkers that maybe there be there too. And so they blow up London or destroy London.
Can I tell you, I didn't care for any of this in this G.I. Joe movie?
You didn't?
No. I'm just like, go back to the G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm like, no, go back to the G.I. Joes.
To me, it was almost more like, well, he does that, and I'm like, okay, so we had to get to the cartoonish supervillainy.
Yes.
Like, the whole thing with, like, disarming nukes. The whole thing about disarming nukes, I'm like, basically, to me, I was like, well, that's pretty sinister because you've let everything open to Cobra now. And so I was like, okay. Like, that, a lot of this, you know, you have this megalomaniacal personality who gets to be president, and he's blowhard, he's angry, he basically is picking fights with people.
Who are we talking about?
I don't remember what's happening.
Okay.
I think you're
talking about real life?
Am I?
I don't know.
My God, did we get infiltrated by Cobra?
We did.
Damn it.
We did.
Why didn't we learn?
Cobra is code for Russians.
Cobra with a K.
Cobra.
Comrade. Anyway, so they blow up central London to prove that it works, which why not blow up somewhere in the countryside, but whatever.
Yeah.
Right. He said you'll have to submit to Cobra.
Like, fuck that Ferris wheel.
And like, screw you, Piccadilly Square. So the Cobra commander shows up.
No, just do Cardiff instead.
Cobra commander shows up. And the, basically they, you know, he's talking through everything saying you're all, Cobra wants it all. Sorry, you work for us now. And, then everybody, all the Joes bust in. Well, so they give like, General Colton has like a tank in his garage.
Sure.
That Roadblock gets to drive.
Right.
Him and Lady J drive around like just like...
Like El Camino.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to, like, mowing down all these guys so they can go rescue the president.
Yeah.
And then Storm Shadow and Jinx, you know, infiltrate the...
Didn't know Lady J's first name was Brenda, by the way.
Is it really?
No.
I know he goes at one point, he's like, shut it, Brenda.
Why do I keep calling her Brenda?
Because he just yells at her because he was being sexist.
Yeah, but what's Brenda?
I don't know, just derogatory, just a
name?
Because it's just like a white girl. A
white girl name, Brenda?
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, they're like, uh-oh, like, what are we going to do? Firefly grabs the launch device and escapes with it. Because all these other orbital platforms are getting into position. Firefly runs away with it to make sure nobody can stop it. Cobra Commander takes off. You get... Storm Shadow chases down Zartan. Or is like coming after him. And Zartan's trying to slink away, but doesn't. And then... you see Roadblock starting to go after Firefly. So he's like chasing him down in this vehicle and like mowing through other vehicles. There's this one weird part where like he's driving and you see him smashing through some dirt and stuff. And of course, there's dirt flying up into the into like the window. So he's like spitting out grass and dirt. Yet they're firing these giant, like large caliber bullets at him that are all just bouncing off. So like dirt can get in the cabin, but bullets just ricochet off.
No.
And they are clearly like toys that kind of like prop up to do stuff. They're weird vehicles that basically are toys.
Technically, the G.I. Joes always had weird vehicles.
They did.
With big guns.
Yeah, they did.
You know.
The
this is where we rescue the president.
So, yeah, they rescue the president. They have Xandar, who is the president's guy, who is another one of his people, like the guys who could change their faces. Sure. He's got the president, and he's like, I'll kill him. I'll do whatever. So Lady J shoots the president in the arm so that he drops so that they can kill him then, Xandar. But the president's like, yeah, I'm fine. Let's go. They get out so they can go tell everybody what's happening. Storm Shadow, Storm Shadow chases him down, and he's like, you know, how could you do this? How could, you know, whatever. And he talks to him and stabs him through the heart and kills Zartan. So Zartan's dead. Then you see the president's like nanites kind of slough off his face. We see his original face then. And then we see Cobra Commander slinks away. Storm Shadow slinks away. So they all get out of there.
I'm slinking away.
I'm slinking. And so then Roadblock is fighting Firefly. They make it onto boats where then they start fighting.
Right.
The boats crash up, which I was kind of like, okay, there's this launch device. You don't know how sensitive this thing is. He's got it on his boat. And Roadblock's like, yeah, gonna crash my boat through his boat.
Also, like, there's a launch device. You also don't know, like, you know how to open up a suitcase. But, like, you don't know if that's gonna, like, open up the main screen for you to just hit deactivate.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You don't know if you gotta go through protocol and all that shit, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. So, yeah, it's very haphazard.
Yeah.
But he manages to fight Firefly, knock him out. He goes back to he deactivates the device right before it bombards everybody else. But of course, when he deactivates it, the satellites just explode, because that's a good way to build technology.
Yes.
When you turn it off, things just explode automatically.
Satellites explode.
Yeah, you know. So he blows it up, and as he's walking away, Firefly kind of wakes up. He takes one little Firefly.
The taxpayers paid for all that.
Yeah, that's true. We did.
Anyway.
Eric Prinz put those things up in orbit.
Right.
And we paid for all of it.
Bullshit.
So he sends out a little Firefly. Or he's holding it. He's getting ready to send it after Roadblock. And then Roadblock, he goes and feels for his detonator and realizes it's not there. Roadblock holds it up and just blows him up with it because he managed to get it off of him. So, in the end, all of them are recognized by the president for their heroism.
They're not G.I. Joes. They're heroes.
The real American heroes.
Heroes.
And they welcome...
SpaghettiOs.
They welcome Jinx to the G.I. Joes.
G.I. Joes.
She's just his protege before, so now she's a member of the team. Colton gives Roadblock his pistol that George Patton gave to him. And basically, he said, here, take this, because you need to use it to find Cobra Commander and the other Joes. And at the end, Roadblock raises the pistol and fires one shot in honor of his fallen comrades. The end.
The end. You know, that's what we thought of it, but let's hear what other people thought of it.
Yeah.
Shall we? This person is Nell O'Rourke 321. Gives it a 9 out of 10. Says, why the bad reviews? I'll start off by saying that I really enjoyed this movie. At times, it made me laugh. At times, it gave me frights. There are many times when it set my pulse racing. It's an action movie. It's supposed to. Not once did it make me think about how flawed Western civilization really is, or put tears in my eyes, or make me appreciate living in the 21st century Western country with plenty to eat, drink, etc. It's an action movie. It's not supposed to. What does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
What does any of that mean? It did not make you think of the 21st century?
I don't know what they're talking about.
This review comes from Dr. Saint DDS, so we have a dentist.
Oh, good.
So maybe they'll comment on that dentist line.
About probably. Teeth.
Says it's better than its predecessor, but still not good. When G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra came out, I found it to be an enjoyable, guilty pleasure, despite for the fact that a lot of people completely hated this film. It might have its flaws, but I had lots of fun seeing it in the theater. After thinking about it, I'm slightly going in the opposite direction on how this movie was. Now, I still think the action sequences were quite good, but I can't lie that the writing, the dialogue, and the acting were pretty bad. It wasn't completely awful, but it still was bad.
Yeah.
No mention of that tooth joke.
Yeah. Which is surprising.
And also, if you are going to write a review and you're a dentist, don't brag about it. You're a dentist.
And that's the tooth. I kind of agree with this thing. Like, I thought the first movie... So I was excited to see the first G.I. Joe movie. And when I saw it, I was just more angry than anything. And then this one, like, I was like, I'm not going to see it. As a matter of fact, I was kind of pissed off. Like, even though I didn't like the first one, I was like, what? You kill off the main characters? And that made me a little pissed. Like, I don't like when that happens necessarily. Like, one character is one thing, but when they're like, no, it's cool. We're just going to wipe the slate clean.
Yeah.
That's a pretty ballsy move. And so I was like, I probably won't see it. Watching it here, it's like you had good actors.
You had great actors.
Yeah, with the exception of Flint. I thought people were pretty good. He was just, and he wasn't even bad. He was just flat.
He was just flat.
But you had all these great actors, and you have great action, and you have like kind of this good cinematography.
Yeah.
And you had actors who, like, you could tell they, like, believe they wanted it to be good. Like, Ray Stevens was like, hey, I'm going to put money into this costume because I want this character to be sweet. But the script was the script lacked so bad.
Oh my God.
And I get it. Like, I don't know what it's like to write a script Hollywood blockbuster.
But this script was should've been. But
it was pretty rough. Like, some of those jokes were painful. Oh, there was one time when
I didn't laugh once at any of these jokes.
There was one time when The Rock was there, Snake Eyes got the jump on him. He's like, am I getting faster than you, Snake Eyes? And you look down and there's like a sword like right against his belly, like Ray could have killed him already. And he goes, damn ninjas. I was like, what? Like, it was just such an awkward line. I mean, there's just tons of those in there that were just so weird.
Yeah.
And then I kind of agree. Like, I think it had the potential to be a really good movie, but it suffered at the hands of the script a little bit. So that's what I think. But why don't we do this? Let's get into our questions.
Oh, okay.
So what was your favorite part?
Well, the mountain scene was quite nice. I did enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the cinematography was fine.
Yeah.
You could tell people that were in this movie for the most part cared enough that they were in this movie. I didn't think the acting was as bad as, say, that reviewer was. I think there were moments where kind of the acting was a little bit over the top, especially with Jonathan Pryce as not the president.
Yeah.
But I thought the actors were fine for what they did. So I think the best part of this movie is the fact that you hired good actors. Like, if you didn't have this cast, this movie wouldn't be as good.
Yes.
You know.
Agreed.
So, I mean, you got the right people and you directed them to give okay performances.
Yeah. You know, I think, I don't know, like I think probably out of everything, like I enjoyed, I think my favorite part, there was this comic book element to it. Like, yeah, there's the cartoon piece of it, but there was also this very comic booky, like, you know, thing with like revenge where, you know, somebody turned on him, so now Storm Shadow has to do something vaguely heroic to avenge his uncle.
Yeah.
And, like, he has these moments where it's like, okay, all right, like, he's got to chase down the president. And the whole, you know, even the thought of, like, the president's place has been taken by a copy, you know, and being able to discover that, hey, this is not him. Yeah, I like stuff like that. There's elements where I'm like, cool, that would have been a fun piece of the story, and you should have maybe developed that a little bit more. But I like that I don't feel like they just went to one source, like just straight to the cartoon or anything like that. I think they dipped from multiple sources to try to make this a better one. And again, the script falls pretty flat. But I feel like they at least had a good start of being like, hey, let's use multiple sources to make the story richer.
Yeah. We also didn't whiten any of the characters. We didn't whitewash the G.I. Joes.
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is fine. Because yeah. I didn't want, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let culture be culture.
Right.
And so there's culture in here. And there is, like, where you can see that they're building a mythology through it.
Yeah.
But it falls flat.
Well, I think there's still supposed to be a Snake Eyes movie that comes out. And then a third one is supposed to come out after this. Would you reboot, continue, or cancel?
Well, like you just said, they are. I know they're doing it. They're trying to do a third movie.
Yeah.
And Ray Park and Dwayne Johnson said that they'll do it.
Yeah.
And the director said he'll direct it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to continue with this movie, and here's why. I want to continue with this movie because I think that this movie deserves another chance at trying, because this was more like a soft reboot.
Yeah.
So it was like we had to like introduce and then also had to serve as a sequel, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I kind of want a sequel of these characters or like this story.
Yeah, I agree.
And I want to see them do better at this. Like, I think that they can.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would agree with that.
I think with the right script and the right, you know, creativity around it, you could probably do it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would. Because
I also think this director, and he is evidently getting better material to do, you know, movies with.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like he should, because there's parts of his movies that I'm like, wow, how did he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like the mountain scene. I'm like, wow. Yeah. So.
No, and I would agree with that too. Like,
but I think it needs to be more like where how you have the Mission Impossible movies.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Do you know what I mean?
No, and my first impression was to say to cancel it, but you're absolutely right. Like,
this could be fun.
This is the first step in this new kind of pathway it's going. And so just like any first movie, you got to build the world a little bit. And yeah, they already had kind of a, you know, a little bit of a bonus from the first one. But they really are. It's kind of starting something new. Like, we're getting a different Cobra. I was going to say, like, that also was one of my favorite things. Like, some of the costuming. Like, Cobra yes. Commander's yes. outfit. Oh, that's so
that
fucking
was pretty,
awesome.
That was pretty tight.
Yeah.
Their Boy Scout uniforms at the end. Oh, my God.
But no, it's like they're getting there. I you know, outside of the Storm Shadow movie, which I'm just like, do we need a Storm Shadow movie?
Or they're doing a Storm Shadow?
Or no, I'm sorry, Snake Eyes movie.
I don't think you need a Snake Eyes movie. I think
First off, he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
So, and to me, Snake Eyes is the Boba Fett of the G.I. Joe universe. Incredibly popular and incredibly, incredibly overrated.
Look, besides the mountain scene, every time we were kind of at the mountain,
yeah,
I wanted to just go back with Dwayne Johnson and his crew.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wanted them to be all together.
I know that.
And until they came all together.
And I know it's unpopular, but, like, people love Storm Shadow.
Snake Eyes.
Damn it! they both suck. So, nope. People like those characters. Right. And I just never get into it.
What's our next question?
Do you think it stands on its own?
No. No. Because I'm like you said, where's Ripcord?
Yeah.
There's no mention of that.
Yep.
There's no mention about why we have Storm Shadow back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why wasn't he dead in the first movie?
I swear he killed him in the first one, but or maybe
still
slunk away, and it was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm confused about the president. You know, if I haven't seen the first movie, is he the president of the first movie?
Jonathan Pryce is.
Okay.
But Zartan. They inject him with nanites,
right,
to where he can look like anybody. And I mean,
I guess they sort of
explain
it, but it's kind of half-assed, and it doesn't quite hold up on its own.
Yeah. I also, it's, and even though they kind of like give you that expository piece,
yeah,
it really doesn't tell you much.
Not really.
I was like, nanite wars? What you say? And like. They show some pictures of characters as it goes by and some names. Like, I saw a Major Blood's name, and I saw somebody else's, and I was like, wait, what? As it, like, flew by on the screen. I don't think it stood on its own very well either. Yeah. Like, it was halfway there, but not enough. Does it make you want to watch the first one?
Surprisingly, it kind of makes me want to watch the first one. It kind of makes me want to. This movie does. I know that these characters aren't necessarily in the first one, but it kind of makes me want to see the universe in a complete, you know, way. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I understand. Now, I know, like, if I had never seen.
I can't go. And say, continue going if I don't tell myself I want to see the first movie.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Now, I, knowing what I know about the first one, and like having seen it, it does not make me want to go back and be like, yeah, I'm energized to see that
right,
again.
Right, but that's not what the question
right.
is.
Right. If I had never seen it before, I think I'd be like, yeah, I want to go see it. But I also think I would be super disappointed.
Yes, I think I'd be disappointed too. But it makes me want to.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not going to lie.
sum your experience up in two words.
Rewrite. Meaning the script
it's
should
rewrite
be
one word.
Rewrite is like re, hey, like re, and then write. Rewrite, right. How about that? Or rewrite again.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Rewrite, right means that you got to rewrite the script, man. They got to make sure, like, you get this script right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't just throw something together because you think it's funny or you think this is going to make someone laugh. Make it universal. Like, I don't see how any of these jokes were funny. And if you told me that these were the guys that did Deadpool, I would have said you're out of your mind. These aren't the same Deadpool guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But again, I think it works with Deadpool. It doesn't work for G.I. Joe.
Agreed. I think my two words are extracting teeth.
Because it makes you want to pull teeth.
Reverse Duke.
which is a nice sex act.
No, extracting teeth. And I think it's because it's like, look, sometimes it's got to be done. You know, you know you'll appreciate it afterwards when, you know, when you have a better smile. But, like, at that moment, like, getting your teeth pulled just sucks. And so, like, it's kind of what this was like a little bit. It was like, I know there's going to be some things that pay off in here and some things that I will enjoy. But I had to endure a lot of awkward and painful pieces to get that stuff. So that's why I go with those two words.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, it made me want to pull my teeth out. You know?
Yeah.
So there you go. You've been deuced on G.I. Joe Retaliation. Please send us your favorite G.I. Joe sex acts to the Deuce Podcast, or where can people find us where they can send all that?
You can find us on the Deuce Podcast.podbean.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, like any of those podcatchers. You can also find us at the NoPhonyNetwork.com, us and all of our other partner podcasts. You can get us on Facebook in our group. And you can also get us on Twitter at the Deuce Podcast. And if you do tweet us your favorite G.I. Joe sex acts, please use the hashtag G.I. Blow.
G.I. Blow. Please do that. I think there's a lot of people on the No Phony Podcast Network. That's my challenge for you guys. Hashtag G.I. Blow. Yes. Yes. And remember, I have already claimed reverse Dextro.
Destro?
Yeah, Destro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that where I wear the silver mask? And
yeah.
The,
okay. Yes. That's where you give someone the head, but you're wearing your braces.
Oh, no.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Oh, God.
And that was more graphic than you should at the end of this movie or end of this podcast. Boom, let's end it there. Ha! Remember, folks, the sequel is king.
Oh.